What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman, and guys, I decided to come back on my podcast just because a lot of you guys wanted me to talk about this topic that a lot of you guys were giving me. So basically, this topic is basically another question. And this topic says, the topic of this question is basically, you guys are basically, it looks like you guys are trying to understand. Basically, you guys want to know if the Giants will, you know, will become a playoff contender again. Well, here's what I would say. You know, I've been on the Giants a lot this off season. You know, I gotta be honest, and my answer to this question is absolutely. I believe the Giants will become a playoff contender because. I mean, look what Joe Shane's doing. You know, Joe Shane has turned a franchise that has been miserable to watch for the past, you know, for a long time. You know, when I look at the Giants, you know, when we were looking for our next head coach when we fired Joe Judge, I said, what we need is a guy. We need a head coach that can lead. We need a head coach that can discipline players. And we needed a head coach that believes that if there's enough time in the game, we can still win. And the reason why I know this, because this is the same exact roster. Last year's roster was the same exact roster that Joe Judge was taking control of. Brian Daboll had that same roster, but Brian Daboll is very obvious that he's much of a better coach than Joe Judge. That's why I believe the Giants will become will go to the playoffs, because Brian Daboll, he brought a Giants team lacking talent, you know, and Brian Daboll had to prove. Some Giants fans wrong, because you know every head coach John Mayer brought in, it ended up being horrible. You know, and I was one of those guys. You know, like is this guy meaning up to what he's saying? Like, you know, is he going to change the fortune of this franchise? And he's done that. Perfect examples, week one against the Titans with Daniel Jones threw that interception. Brian Daboll yapped at Daniel Jones. That's what you want to see in your head coach. You want to see your head coach get at players when they make mistakes. And look what happened. Daniel Jones, he turned into a different quarterback. He only turned the ball five times last season. Do you see what happens when you discipline your own players? Do you see what happens when you get in their faces? I don't know why head coaches don't discipline their players anymore. They used to. They don't do it anymore. I don't know why. But Brian Daboll is doing it, and I love him for that, because that's what football is meant to be. Football is meant to be it's meant to be hard. It's meant to be, you know, discouraging. It's meant to be, you know, football is not, it's not supposed to be soft. Football is supposed to be, it's supposed to be rough. It's supposed to be, you know, it's supposed to get you ready. You know, and that's what Brian Daboll is doing. You know, I said it before, he literally turned this Giants team, he turned a Giants team that went from being little Giants and they couldn't get through anything because they were acting like they weren't acting like themselves, but now they're acting like themselves. If you know what a giant is, it's a 20 feet tall creature that will that eats humans. Jack and the Beanstalk, because it's disgusting. You know why? Because giants, they ran that time. Giants kill the things. That's what the New York Giants are. They were meant to kill their opponents. And for the past decade, they haven't been doing that. That's why I feel like the Giants will go to the playoffs. And look it. I understand we're in the quarterbacks league. Daniel Jones, he may not be the best, but you can win with him. You don't win in spite of him. You can win with him because he's shown what he can do. The guy can run. He can do everything you want in a quarterback. Why do you think a lot of people are calling him Deuce Red Danny? Because he can do everything that you want. The only thing Daniel Jones really needs to do is improve on his passing. If Daniel Jones does that, if Daniel Jones throws 30 touchdowns, he's staying with the Giants long term. I don't care what anyone says. All he has to do is improve on his passing game, and he's staying with the Giants. He's improved on everything. He's improved on the turnovers. He's improved on, you know, on being cautious from pressure, you know, and the guy, he's also, the dude got five game-winning comebacks and won them, and they were against good quarterbacks. He beat Lamar Jackson. He beat Aaron Rodgers. Who else he beat? He beat a pretty good quarterback in Trevor Lawrence. Who else he beat? Daniel Jones beat some good quarterbacks. So, look at, people can say what they want. People can hate Daniel Jones if they want. But in reality, all those haters, they're not working for the Giants. Those are just haters. They're going to say what they want. The Daniel Jones sucks. Oh, he's a turnover machine. Yeah, he can't do that. He can't do that. He's not Josh Allen. He can't hurdle over defenders. Like, no. Daniel Jones doesn't have to. He doesn't need to be Josh Allen. And actually, ever since Brian Daboll left Josh Allen has decreased his playing. Josh Allen actually looks more worse than he was before. When Brian Daboll left Josh Allen has been, he's been making a lot of mistakes. You know? He's been making a lot. Why do you think everyone is saying that Daniel Jones had a better, everyone said Daniel Jones looked a lot better than Josh Allen in the playoffs. Josh Allen almost lost to a third string quarterback in the playoffs. He almost lost to a Dolphins team with a third string quarterback. Like, how do you let that happen? You know, and I'm not trying to say Josh Allen's a bad quarterback. Josh Allen has everything you want. You know, I don't call Josh Allen a buck that has rabies for no reason, because that's what he is. Josh Allen, he's a human that plays like a boar. If you come at him, he's going to truck you, because he's shown it in some games. This dude is 6'4", 6'5", weighing around 240 pounds, and he plays like a running back. And he's not even a running back, he's a quarterback. Josh Allen and Daniel Jones are very similar. The only difference is that Josh Allen, he's a little bit more athletic, and you know, he has a his arm. Josh Allen does have one of the strongest arms in the NFL. But there's no denying that Daniel Jones, no one can say that Daniel Jones didn't improve, because he did. All he needs to do is improve on his passing game and watch him stay with the Giants. But watch the media, they're not going to respect him, because the media, if this is Saquon Barkley. And look at, nothing against Saquon Barkley. Yes, Saquon Barkley, he is the most talented player. But hey, you do got Darren Waller. You do got Paris Campbell. You do got some really talented players on the offense besides Saquon Barkley. And that's nothing against Saquon Barkley, because I like him a lot. I like Saquon Barkley. When healthy, this guy's a top four running back at best. But we're not in the running backs. We're not in that era where running backs took over the league. We're in a quarterbacks league now. You know? So that's why I feel like the Giants will become a playoff contender. You know? Look it. They never admit it, of course, but the Giants were still in rebuilding mode this offseason, despite their surprise playoff appearance in 2022. They knew becoming a perennial contender was going to take several cycles, and this was the first offseason where they really had the assets and freedom to dive into their plan. You know, I feel like the question we should be asking ourselves is this. So now that the offseason is over and training camp is coming soon, how did they do? That's the question we should be asking ourselves. What have we learned about this Giants team that wants to be a playoff contender again in 2023? Well, let's take a look at what they've done and who they are, in the form of three truths and one lie. Here's one truth. The Giants believe in Daniel Jones. Will improve everyone. He's one of the elite quarterbacks in the NFL this season. And I'm right on board with them. Look, there was absolutely no desperation in the Giants' decision to give Daniel Jones a four-year, $160 million deal with $81 million guaranteed. With $81 million in guaranteed money. They didn't do it because they had to or because they had no other options. They did it because they wanted to and because the new regime of Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, who were both somewhat skeptical of Daniel Jones when they were hired a year ago, were sold on his talent and potential. What everyone saw last season is what I saw. What we all saw last season was a guy carrying a generally crummy offense with a terrible receiving corps, no viable option at tight end, and a running back that wore down as the season went along. Daniel Jones proved to be a remarkable two-way weapon, rushing for more than 700 yards and 7 touchdowns. He cut down on his interceptions, which he only threw 5, and he threw for 3,205 yards to a bunch of bottom of the roster receivers. That's who he threw to. Daniel Jones doesn't have a Devontae Adams. He doesn't have a DeAndre Hopkins. He doesn't have a Stephon Diggs. The only good receivers Daniel Jones had was Darius Slayton, Isaiah Hodgins, and who else? Saquon Barkley. That was the only people he had to throw to. Everyone couldn't catch passes. Look it. The Giants organization truly believe, that if they give him a better offensive line, and if they give him more weapons, he can be a top 10 quarterback, and maybe more. You know, look at, now even though I'm saying all that, look, I'm going to be honest, the Giants are not, they're not there yet, and neither is Daniel Jones, but the Giants did improve the talent around them. They certainly expect Daniel Jones' passing numbers will go up this year, which I do believe. This is a long-term project, though. Daniel Jones, he's still young. He's only 26 years old. And the front office has more work to do to help him. You know, I believe once they do, they're clearly convinced He'll show everyone he is the elite quarterback they know he can be. I mean, look what happened when Tom Coughlin gave Eli Manning a good offensive line. Look what Eli did. And Eli is not, Eli Manning would agree with this too. Eli Manning is not a better quarterback than Daniel Jones. You know, Eli took the Giants to the Super Bowl twice against Tom Brady and the undefeated Patriots. Beat them twice in the Super Bowl. You can't tell me Daniel Jones, no one better not tell me Daniel Jones can't do the same thing, because he can't. Half of the things Daniel Jones is doing, Eli Manning would never do. Eli Manning wouldn't dare rush for 700 yards. He wouldn't. Eli wasn't a scrambler. Eli played in the era where quarterbacks take three steps back and they throw it. That's how football in the early, late 2000s were. Quarterbacks, unless you were Michael Vick, you know, or some other quarterback that was really athletic. Most quarterbacks in the early, late 2000s, guys like Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, guys like Phillip Rivers, Ben Roethlisberger, they were all, let's take 1, 2, 3, step, then pass kind of quarterbacks. That, you know, that's what Eli Manning was, and he still took the Giants to the Super Bowl and won a Super Bowl. You can't tell me Daniel Jones cannot. You can't tell me Daniel Jones can do the same. He can't do the same thing because he can't. You know. So that's truth number one. Truth number two. Even though I've been talking about this for hours, Saquon Barkley will be with the Giants this season, and they will need him as much as ever. And look, Saquon has no options. So he's not going anywhere. He's going to eventually sign his $10.1 million franchise tag if he doesn't get a long-term contract. And it won't matter that he... It won't matter that he won't be happy about it. Saquon is a generation... He's generally a good guy. Great teammate. He also knows that the best way for him to get the long-term contract he wants will be to earn it on the field. That's good for the Giants, because they're going to need him to at least duplicate the numbers he put up last year in his comeback season. You know, which Saquon, he put up 1,312 rushing yards and 10 touchdowns and 57 catches for 338 yards. The Giants' passing offense should be better, especially with the addition of tight end Darren Waller. But they still have a shaky receiving group. Obviously, the Giants need a strong ground game to keep the pressure off Daniel Jones. It would be nice if Saquon Barkley helped out a little bit more in the passing game too. Though, in the end, that's a decision for the coaches. But, obviously, they need Saquon strong and healthy and looking like a guy determined to score a big contract after the season. If the Giants really are going to be a playoff team again. So, that's truth number two. And truth number three, it's very obvious. This passing offense, it's running through tight end Darren Waller. You know, I think I said this two or three days ago. This passing offense, it's running through tight end Darren Waller. You know, that may seem likely by default, since the Giants don't have a number one receiver, but they might choose to go this route anyway. The Giants have raved about Darren Waller all spring. About his intelligence, his athleticism, and how this guy who's 6'6", weighs around 245 pounds, is a mismatch for anyone who tries to cover him. This guy, look at Darren Waller, watching him with the Raiders, this guy certainly got the skills to be a dominant receiver. You know, not far from the one he was in 2019 to 2020 when he averaged 99 catches for 1,171 yards and scored 12 touchdowns in those 2 years. And keep in mind that Mike Kafka, the offensive coordinator for the Giants, spent 4 years in Kansas City from 2018 to 2021, including 2 years as the passing game coordinator under Andy Reid. The Chiefs' offense always ran through tight end Travis Kelce, who is obviously a clear-cut future Hall of Famer, who literally reset the standards for tight end in the league. Look at the Giants aren't going to morph into the Chiefs overnight. I still believe the Giants are going to lean on the legs of Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley, but you can bet that elements of the Chiefs Kelce alliance are going to slip into the Giants attack, and that Darren Waller is going to emerge as the number one option when Daniel Jones drops back to throw the ball. You know, now the one lie is this. You know how everyone's been saying that the Giants upgraded their receiving corps? I believe that's a lie. Look it. Upgraded? Yes. Significantly? No. Not even close. Look, it won't be hard for the Giants receiving corps to be better than it was last year when none of their top receivers projected to be in their top five before the season started. And look at the Giants certainly added some talent, getting Paris Campbell and Jamison Crowder and drafting Jalen Hyatt. They also get a boost if both veterans Sterling Shepard in 2022 second round pick Wando Robinson can recover from their ACL surgeries as well. You know, look at all I'm saying is this: even if they do, though, what this wide receiving corps has is mostly depth. What it doesn't have is top end talent. None of these top seven receivers, including the returning of Darius Slayton and Isaiah Hodgins, will be one of the two starters or on most other teams in the league. Now, this is a small wide receiving corps too. There's not a lot of height, and while this group has plenty of potential and speed, it has plenty of injury history as well. I mean, I'll say this though. If everything works out perfectly and if everyone is healthy, this group is good. Sterling Shepard and Wando Robinson can be a capable duo in the slot. Jalen Hyatt has deep threat potential. Paris Campbell and Darius Slayton are reliable options. None of them, though, are going to the Pro Bowl. It's hard for me to imagine any of these guys getting 1,000 yards, especially the teams that we're going to be facing. You know, but I will say this, though. You guys know I always bring a positive to my negative. The Giants can still win with this. The Giants can still win with this group. They can even thrive, especially with Darren Waller at tight end. But calling this a significant upgrade, look it. They're just not there yet. The Giants are still rebuilding, guys. And they might need to add some pieces before they get there in the future. You never know. Maybe the Giants, maybe once the trade deadline comes, they go after a big-time name. Maybe they go after Jerry Jeudy or Davante Adams or Stephon Diggs. You never know. You know, so that's what I'm saying. But I am very confident in this offense, you know, and I think that, you know, and like I said before, everything starts and ends with Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones, he's going to start the NFL season and end the NFL season just like last year, but even better. You know, that's all I got to say. Yeah, guys, that's all I got to say about that. I hope you guys enjoyed what I had to say about this this interesting topic. I appreciate the question. I hope you guys enjoyed what I had to say about this one, and I'll get right back at you guys. But until then, guys. If you guys also, guys, like I always say, I'll keep you guys updated for more news about the New York Giants and more lists about the Giants if I have any. So stay tuned for both of those things. And yeah, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this one. But I'll see you guys in the next one. I am out. Peace.